Mr. Utterson again walked some way in silence, and obviously under a weight of consideration. "You are sure he used a key?" he inquired at last. "My dear sir," began Enfield, surprised out of himself. "Yes, I know," said Utterson. "I know it must seem strange. The fact is, if I do not ask you the name of the other party, it is because I know it already. You see, Richard, your tale has gone home. If you have been inexact in any point, you had better correct it." "I think you might have warned me," returned the other, with a touch of sullenness. "But I've been pedantically exact, as you call it. The fellow had a key, and what's more, he has it still. I saw him use it not a week ago." Mr. Utterson sighed deeply, but said never a word, and the young man presently resumed. "Here is another lesson to say nothing," said he. "I'm ashamed of my long tongue. Let us make a bargain never to refer to this again." "With all my heart," said the lawyer. "I shake hands on that, Richard."